हरिः ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां सद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಅಶ್ವಲ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ದ ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಆರ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಕಾಂಡಂ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಾ ದಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಿಂಗ್ ಜನಕಾಸ್ ಕೋರ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಡಿಬೇಟ್. And King Janaka offered 1,000 cows to the most scholarly Vidwan, and how Yajnavalkya asked his Sishya, Somasravas, to take all the cows to his ashrama. On this, the other scholars got angry, and first a Rigveda scholar of Janaka's court, Kota Ashwala, he started to question Yajnavalkya, so it is called Ashwala Brahmana. And Yajnavalkya starts to respond by first offering his namaskarams to the scholars. And Ashwala asks 8 questions and Yajnavalkya successfully answers all of them. Kota Ashwala withdraws and several more scholars ask questions and Yajnavalkya answers all of them. And we started to see Kota Ashwala's questions and Yajnavalkya's answers. As mentioned, in the first 3 Brahmanams, we get questions regarding the Purva Bhaga of Vedas, dealing with karma and upasanas, and Vedanti questions are not there. Therefore, we said, we will see only the gist of the mantras, and now we will read mantras 3 to 6. 4 mantras we will read today. First 2 we already read in the last class. Yajnavalkyeti ho vacha. ಯದಿದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಮೃತ್ಯುನಾ ಆಪ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಮೃತ್ಯುನಾ ಅಭಿಪನ್ನಂ ಕೇನ ಯಜಮಾನಃ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ ಆಪ್ತಿಂ ಅಭಿಮುಚ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ಕೋತ್ರಾರಿತ್ವಿಜಾ ಅಗ್ನಿನಾ ವಾಚ ವಾಗ್ವೈ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಹೋತ ತದ್ಯೇಯಂ ವಾಕ್ ಸೋಯಮಗ್ನಿಃ ಸ ಹೋತ ಸ ಮುಕ್ತಿಃ ಸಾತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿಃ. ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯೇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಯದಿದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಅಹೋರಾತ್ರಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಆಪ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಅಹೋರಾತ್ರಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅಭಿಪನ್ನಂ ಕೇನ ಯಜಮಾನಃ ಅಹೋರಾತ್ರಯೋರಾಪ್ತಿಮತಿಂ ಅತಿಮುಚ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ಅಧ್ವರ್ಯುಣಾ ಋತ್ವಿಜಾಂ ಚಕ್ಷುಷಾ ಆದಿತ್ಯೇನ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ವೈಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಅಧ್ವರ್ಯುಃ ತದ್ಯದಿದಂ ಚಕ್ಷುಃ ಸೋಸಾವಾದಿತ್ಯಃ ಸೋಧ್ವರ್ಯುಃ ಸ ಮುಕ್ತಿಃ ಸಾತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯೇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಯದಿದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪೂರ್ವಪಕ್ಷ ಅಪರಪಕ್ಷಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಆಪ್ತಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪೂರ್ವಪಕ್ಷ ಅಪರಪಕ್ಷಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಅಭಿಪನ್ನಂ ಕೇನ ಯಜಮಾನಃ ಪೂರ್ವಪಕ್ಷ ಅಪರಪಕ್ಷಯೋರಾಪ್ತಿಂ ಅತಿಮುಚ್ಯತ ಇತಿ ಉದ್ಗಾತ್ರಾರಿತ್ವಿಜಾಂ ವಾಯುನಾ ಪ್ರಾಣೇನ ಪ್ರಾಣೋ ವೈ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಉದ್ಗಾತ ತದ್ಯೋಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಃ ಸ ವಾಯುಃ ಸ ಉದ್ಗಾತ ಸ ಮುಕ್ತಿಃ ಸಾತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿಃ. ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯೇತಿ ಹೋವಾಚ ಯದಿದಂ ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ ಅನಾರಂಭಣಮಿವ ಕೇನ ಆಕ್ರಮೇಣ ಯಜಮಾನ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಲೋಕಂ ಆಕ್ರಮತ ಇತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾರಿತ್ವಿಜಾಂ ಮನಸಾ ಚಂದ್ರೇಣ ಮನೋವೈ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ತದ್ಯದಿದಂ ಮನಃ ಸೋಸೌ ಚಂದ್ರಃ ತದ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಸಾತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಿ ಮೋಕ್ಷಾಃ ಅಥ ಸಂಪದಃ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ 4 ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಕೋತ ಅಶ್ವಲ ಆಸ್ 4 ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದೆಮ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಇಂಟ್ರಡ್ಯೂಸಸ್ ಎ ಸೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅತಿ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಅಂಗ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್, Upasanas practiced as a part of an yajna or part of a ritual. We had discussed this before, that upasanas are of two types. One type is independent upasana called Swatantra Upasanas, and the other one is the Yajnanga Upasana, part of a ritual. For example, before puja, we do avahanam and chant the dhyana shlokas. And all these dhyanams and upasanas are not independently done, but done as part of, for example, Rudrabhishekam or Vishnu Sahasranamam and all that. So such upasanas are called Karma Anga Upasana as part of a ritual. Actually, in Chandogya Upanishad, we dealt with this very, very elaborately. Yadeva Vidyaya Upanishadakaroti Tadevam Viryavattaram Bhavati. So what is the benefit of such upasana, karmanga upasanas? Karmanga upasanas do not have independent phalam. Their benefit is the ordinary karma phalam will be enhanced with upasana. Therefore, we divide karma as kevalam karma or upasana sahitam karma. If kevala karma takes one to swargaloka, the karmanga upasana would perhaps take a person to brahmaloka, satyaloka. Here, Yajnavalkya is going to teach karmanga upasana, or put in other words, upasana sahitam karma, he mentions. And Yajnavalkya wants to point out, upasana sahitam karma is superior to other type of karmas, which can be again divided into two. And they are swabhavikam karma, and another is kevalam karma. And the third is upasana karma. So swabhavikam karma is any action we do because of our ragadveshas, our likes and dislikes, not because of shastram or vidhi or nisheda. I do it because I like it. They are called ragadvesha prayuktam karma. Shankaracharya writes it as swabhavika ajnana asanga janitam karma. So ragadvesha janitam karma. Then kevalam karma are rituals prescribed by scriptures without upasana. It is mere ritual. For example, dhyana shloka describes the deity. When we don't do dhyanam, we make it as parayanam, make it kevalam karma without adding dhyanam. And the third one is upasana sakitam karma, upasana samuchitam karma, and Yajnavalkya wants to point out that the first two are inferior. They give only limited results, but upasana samuchitam karma, that is superior, and it will lead to ati moksha. Moksha, ati moksha, we are going to see differences. So it is called ati moksha upasana. This is the topic of these four mantras. But the approach is slightly different. We get different types of questions and different types of answers. This is the essence of this shloka. To see how Brahadaranyaka Upanishad develops this, we should know certain fundamentals, and Upanishad points out that all our organs have got certain problems, that is Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Pranas, and four Antakaranam. So what is the problem with all these organs? The first problem is that they are all limited physically. So they have got Desha Parichinnaha. They are Vyashti, individual organs. We call it Adhyatma Parichedaha, which means they have subjective limitations. And the second problem they face is they are all bound by time, Kala Parichinna. For sometime the organs will be in good condition, and thereafter they will not function properly. So third problem is these organs are capable of doing Swabhavikam Karma, that is Ragadvesha Prayuktam Karma. That is all based on my own likes and dislikes, which also keeps them limited only. They are under the control of swabhavikam karma, swabhava ragadveshas. Sadrisham cheshtate swasyaha prakriti jnana vanapi prakriti myanti bhutani nigrahakim karishyati. Krishna said in the third chapter, even a wise person acts in accordance with his own nature. Beings, all beings will follow their own natural traits. What is the point in restraining them? It won't do anything to them. They will say, what can I do? It is my swabhava. That is another problem. So we are all governed by swabhava or prakriti or ragadvesha, which will not take me out of samsara, but will keep me bound to samsara. So swabhavikam karma vasham gatani. A person స్వాభావిక కర్మవశం గతాని. అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ దీస్ ఆర్గన్స్ డూ టేక్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ శాస్త్ర, శాస్త్రీయం కర్మ. దే వాంట్ టు డూ సంధ్యావందన కర్మ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్స్, పూజ జప అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. బట్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఈస్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ కమిటెడ్ టు కేవలం కర్మ, కీపింగ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ లిమిటేషన్. దే డూ నాట్ పెర్ఫార్మ్ ఉపాసన సముచ్చయ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ఉపాసన. దర్ఫోర్ ఆల్ అవర్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ కేవల కర్మ వసంగత, ఆర్ బౌండ్ బై ది కేవల కర్మ. దిస్ ఈస్ అవర్ ఫోర్త్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఫోర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ వి హావ్ గాట్ నౌ? దేశ పరిచ్ఛేద వసంగత, కాల పరిచ్ఛేద వశంగత, స్వాభావిక కర్మ వశంగత, అండ్ ఫోర్ కేవల కర్మ వశంగత. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అండర్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఫోర్. వశంగత మీన్స్ అండర్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. దెన్ హోత అశ్వల యాస్, హౌ టు గెట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లిమిటేషన్స్? దిస్ ఈస్ హిస్ క్వశ్చన్. అండ్ వన్ మోర్ థింగ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు యాడ్ హియర్ ఈస్ వెన్ దిస్ పర్సన్ దిస్ యజమాన అండ్ హిస్ ఆర్గన్స్ హ్యావ్ గాట్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫోల్డ్ లిమిటేషన్స్, and if he performs a ritual with the help of four priests, each priest taking care of one particular veda. For example, in Taittiriya Upanishad we saw that they have got, you know, hota is a rigveda priest, and advaryu is a yajurveda priest, udgata is a samaveda priest, and brahma atharvaveda priest. And generally the rigveda priest invites all the devatas. Yajurveda priest is responsible for all the ahutis or oblations in the yajna. And the Samaveda priest, he glorifies the devatas or the gods. And the Atharvaveda priest is Brahma. He is the supervisor. So he oversees other three priests also. In short, the Atharvavedi should know all four Vedas. Brahma has to be Chaturvedi. Now, these four priests also have got limitations. Adi Yajna Paricheda or Adi Bhuta Paricheda. So for individuals, four adhyatma limitations we just saw, and for this priest they have got adi yajna parichedam or adi bhuta parichedam. So in case of the priest we call this by these two names. And what is the question? How to get over these parichedas limitations to gain ati moksha? So even this is not presented in a clear manner in the Upanishad. Not presented directly here. All the organs and the priests are limited by or under the grip of స్వాభావికం ఆర్ కేవలం కర్మ. దిస్ ఈస్ సెట్ ఇన్ అ డిఫరెంట్ వే బై అశ్వల. ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ యూసింగ్ స్వాభావికం కర్మ ఆర్ కేవలం కర్మ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్, హీ యూసెస్ ఎ టెక్నికల్ వర్డ్ కాల్డ్ మృత్యు ఫార్ కేవలం అండ్ స్వాభావికం కర్మ. బట్ బోత్ అధ్యాత్మ దట్ ఈస్ ద యజమాన అండ్ అది యజ్ఞ దట్ ద ప్రీస్ ఆర్ బోత్ అండర్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ మృత్యు, దట్ ఈస్ స్వాభావిక కేవలం కర్మ. మృత్యు, దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ స్వాభావిక కేవలం కర్మ, ఇస్ గివెన్ ది స్పెషల్ నేమ్ హియర్. అండ్ దెన్ ఐ సెట్ దీస్ టూ, ది ఇండివిజువల్ యజమాన అండ్ ద ప్రీస్, దే ఆర్ అండర్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ కాల, బౌండ్ బై టైమ్. అండ్ హోత అశ్వల ప్రసన్స్ దిస్ ఆల్సో డిఫరెంట్లీ. హీ డివైడ్స్ కాల ఆల్సో ఇన్ టు టూ. నంబర్ వన్, కాల కాస్ట్ బై సూర్య దేవత. సో సూర్య నిర్వర్తిత కాల అండ్ చంద్ర నిర్వర్తిత కాల. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాల కాస్ట్ బై సూర్య? అహోరాత్ర లక్షణ, డే అండ్ నైట్. అహోరాత్ర మీన్స్ డే అండ్ నైట్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాల కాస్ట్ బై మూన్? తిత్యాది తితి ఆది లక్షణ, ఆల్ దిస్ పౌర్ణమి ప్రదోష అమావాస్య ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దే ఆర్ మూన్ బేస్డ్ కాల. అండ్ హోతా సేస్ యజమాన అండ్ రిత్విక్స్ దట్ ద ప్రీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ అహోరాత్ర వసంగత అండ్ ఆల్సో అండర్ ది గ్రిప్ ఆఫ్ తిత్యాది ఆర్ పక్షాది లక్షణ కాల వసంగత. They are subject to time, kala. Having eliminated kala and mrityu's grip, how could the yajamana and priest attain moksha is the question. For this, Yajnavalkya provides four types of upasanas. For four mantras, four upasanas. Each upasana is to be done by one priest on behalf of the yajamana. And the phalam goes to both priest and yajamana. And this is the essence of these four mantras. And we should find out what are the four types of upasanas. And in each upasana, the priest has to equate or unify three things and see them as one. This is Aikya Upasana. All these three things should be seen as one. And what are the three things? He has to take one organ of the yajamana and one priest who is there in the ritual and one devata, the indriyam. So the devata, the indriyam, ritvik and devata. All these three he has to take. So organ, priest and deity are to be seen as one. in the upasana, when you perform this upasana. And the organ is called Adhyatmam, and the priest is called Adiyajna, and the devata is called Adideva. So this is Adhyatmam, Adiyajnam, Adideva, Aikya, Upasana is the one to be done. And as a result of this upasana, the Adhyatma and Adiyajna will drop their limitation and they will merge into Adideva. That is the result of the upasana. The devata for I is Suryaha. So eyes will merge into sun, Surya Devata. And mind will merge into Chandra Devata. Therefore, after Maranam, both the priest and Yajamana will merge into the total Samashti, which is otherwise called Hiranyagarbha Praptihi. This is called Ati Moksha. So now we will enumerate the groups of three. Now in the group one, we have got Ritvik, Indriyam, and Devata. First group is Ritvik is Hota, the Rigveda priest. Indriyam is Vagindriyam, and Devata is Agni. The Adi Devata for Vag is Agni. And the second group is Advaryum, Chakshush, and Adityaha. Group three is Advaryu is the Ajurveda priest, Chakshur Indriyam is I, and Aditya is the Devata. And the group three is Udgata, Prana, and Vayu. Udgata is the Samaveda priest, Prana, and Vayu Devata. And the group four is Brahma, Manas, and Chandra. Brahma is Brahma Atramanada priest, and Manas and Chandra. These are the four groups. And the first is the Adiyajna, second is Adhyatmam, and third is Adideivam. So the respective priest should do upasana equating these set of three on behalf of the Yajamana. Now we'll just look at the mantras and point out the salient aspects only. In the third mantra, Ashwala asks the question, how can one cross over karma, lakshana, mrityu? Karma means the swabhavika kevala karma, karma lakshana mrityum, katam atitaret. That is the question. How would one cross over? This is the first question. And Yagyamalka answers, hota ritvija agnina vacha vagvai yajnasya hota tadyoyam vak soyam agnihi sa hota sa muktihi sa ati muktihi. So here the two words are repeated often. One is called Mukti, another one is called Ati Mukti in this Brahmana. Since these are key words in this Brahmana, let me get the meaning for these two words. Mukti refers to the Upasana Rupam Sadhanam. Adi Deva, Adhyatma, Adi Yajna, Aikya Rupam Upasanam is called Mukti in all the mantras. And the next word is Ati Mukti, Hiranyagarbha Pada Praptihi Rupam Phalam. That is sadhyam. The previous one is sadhanam. This one is sadhya. That is the end. That's the goal. So mukti is sadhanam and ati mukti is sadhyam. And mukti refers to upasana and ati mukti refers to Hiranyagarbha pada prapti rupam sadhyam. So in the fourth mantra, Ashwala asks the second question, how to cross over ahoratra kala lakshana mrityuhu? As I told you, based on Surya Devata. First, he asks how to cross Svabhavika Kevala Karma Lakshana Mrityu. Now he asks Aho Ratra Kala Lakshana Mrityu. Lakshana means in the form of. So Surya Nirvartitam Kalaham. That is the Lakshana we want to see now. For this, Yagyavalkya says it is through the second Upasana. It is by Advaryunam Ritvijam Chakshusha Adityena. By combining Advaryu, Chakshuhu and Aditya. Then here also mukti means Aikya Upasana and Ati Mukti means the Hiranyagarbha Praptihi. And in the fifth mantra, Ashwala asks how to cross Tithyadi Rupa Kala Lakshana Mrityu. How to cross over the Kala Lakshana Mrityu conditioned by the moon in the form of Tithi and all that. And Yagyavalkya answers by the third Upasana, Udghatra Ritvijam Vayuna Pranena. He equates these three. And in the sixth mantra, the fourth question is asked by Ashwala, how can one attain Swargaloka? Swargaloka here means Hiranyagarbha Loka or Brahma Loka. So the reason is given interestingly, because Antariksham Analambanam Iva. because we do not see any steps to reach Swargaloka, like stairs or anything. There is no hold or rope to climb to Swargaloka upwards. Parantu antariksham anarambanam drishyate. Anarambanam should be read as analambanam drishyate. As an answer to that, Yajnavalkya says that there is a ladder. By using that, one can go to Brahmaloka. And what is that ladder? Upasana is the ladder. And what upasana? It is the aikyam of Brahma, Manaha, and Chandra. Brahma here refers to the Atharvavedi, supervisor priest, and not Chaturmukha Brahma, the creator. With this, all the four upasanas have been mentioned. And the palam is karma lakshana, ahoratradi kala lakshana, tityadi kala lakshana, mrityu taranam, crossing over. And therefore, these four upasanas are called ati moksha, iti ati moksha. In the last line of the sixth mantra. And there is atha sampadaha. Here afterwards, another set of four upasanas will be mentioned. They are called sampadupasanani. We will read mantras 7 to 10. Yajnavalkyeti ho vacha katibihi ayamadhyam rigbihi hota asmin yajnem karishyatiti tisribirithim katam astastisrayitim Puronu vakyacha yajyacha shashyeva tritiyam kim tapirjayaditim yat kinchedam pranavrittitim yajnavalkyediho vacha katyam katyayamadhyam advaryur asmin yajnem ahutirho koshyatitim tisragitim katamastastisragitim yahutam ujvalantim Yahuta atinedante, Yahuta adisherate, Kim tabir jagatiti, Yahuta ujvalanti, Devalokameva tabir jagati, Deepyata ivahi, Devalokaha, Yahuta ativedante, Pitrulokameva tabir jagati, Ativahi pitrulokom, Yahuta adisherate, Manushalokameva tabir jagati, Ataiva. Atayiva hi manushya lokaha yajnavalkyeti ho vacham khatibihi ayamadhyam brahma yajnam dakshinataham devatabir gopayatitim ekayetim khatamasa ekati ekayitim manaye vetim anantam vai manaham anantavishve devaha anantame vasaha tena loham jagatim yajnavalkyeti ho vacham khatyamadhyat Khatyayamadhyam udghatam asmin yajnem stotriyastoshyatitim tisrayitim katamastas tisrayitim puronu vakyachaya jyacham shashyaiva krithiya katamastaha ya adhyatmamitim pranayeva puronu vakyam apano yajyam vyana shashyam kim thabirjayatitim prithivilokamevam puronu vakyaya jayati Antarikshalokam yajayam, Yulokam shayayam, Sashayam, Tatoha hotam, Ashwala upararamam. Iti Pratamam Brahmanam. So, in these four mantras, Ashwala asks four questions and Yajnavalkya introduces the four Sampat Upasanani. What is Sampat Upasana? It's a technical word. Word general definition of sampadupasana is agnihotratim nikrishta karmani ashwamedhadim utkrishta karma darshanam or dhyanam. Imagining a small karma as a big karma. An ordinary karma is imagined to be a big karma. Nikrishta means a small karma, utkrishta means a very big karma. In fact, the common example that they give is a shraddha karma. It is an ordinary shraddham, but there is a very sacred and auspicious shraddham called Gaya Shraddham, for which one has to go to Gaya. And they say one should go to Gaya Shraddham at least to answer at least once in the lifetime. But if a person cannot go to Gaya due to various reasons, then the very ordinary shraddham he performs at home, he can think of it as Gaya Shraddham. By that very bhavana, ordinary shraddham becomes Gaya shraddham, and not only that, it gives the phalam also of Gaya shraddham. And another example they normally give is our daily snanam. We have ordinary snana karma using our own tap water or whatever it is. And there is a Utkrishta snanam, Ganga snanam, with great effect. And many people may not be able to go to Ganga, but you can have the bhavana called sampadupasana. That the ordinary snanam that we do every day, that becomes equal to Ganga snanam. Therefore, nikrishta karmani, utkrishta karma dhyanam or darshanam. This is sampadupasana. And this is the general definition of sampadupasana. And in this particular context, it is slightly different. Based on that, a second definition is given to suit this particular context. That is nikrishta karmani, utkrishta karma phala dhyanam. This is the only difference. One is karma drishti and second one is phala drishti. It is iti vivekaha. There is a difference. And in this sampadupasana that we will see, it is the second type. That is karma phala drishti. And here what we see is the four priests have got four different functions in a ritual. And who are the four priests? Hota, Advaryum, Udghata and Brahma. And the Hota's function is Sastra Uchcharana. Sastra means Rigveda chanting without swaras. Normally we chant the mantras with swaras, and Sastra Uchcharana means reciting the mantra without the swara. Just you read it as, recite it as a prose. And that is, Kota's function is that. And in Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen this section. Omiti sama nigayanti, ogum shomiti sastrani sagumsanti, sastrani, that sastra. Omityadvaryu pratigharam pratigranati. So this is the karma done by the Hota. Hota is Rigveda priest. And this chanting done by Hota occurs at three times, and it is known by three different names during the exam. As they come in the context of Karmakanda, since we intentionally avoided Karmakanda portion, it may appear a little difficult to follow. And you should not wonder why such questions are brought in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Why the Karmakanda portion at all? Remember, Yajnavalkya has got a title of what? Brahmavittamaha. Brahmavittamaha includes scholarship in the entire Veda, and he should be an expert in Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda, and Jnana Kanda also. Therefore, the challengers, the people who question him, they are putting questions on all topics. And what are the three mantras called? They are called Puronuvakya, Yajya, and Shashya. Puronuvakya is chanted before offering oblation in the Yajna. And Yajya is chanted during oblation when they are offered, and Shashya is chanted after the oblations are offered in the Yajna. So these are the three karmas of Hota, and what Yajnavalkya says is these three karmas are to be seen as three types of Utkrishta Karma Phalam, not Utkrishta Karma, Utkrishta Karma Phalam. This is Sampadupasana. And these three karmas of Hota, that is chanting Puronuvakyam, Yajyam and Shashya, are imagined as not Utkrishta Karma, but Utkrishta Karma Phalam. Namely, they get the three lokas, Bhuloka Phalam, Bhuvarloka Phalam or Suvarloka Phalam. And what is the benefit? One gets the three lokas as Phalam during the next Janma, not in this Janma, in the next Janma. One may come back to Manishya Loka, or one can go to Bhuvar Loka, or to Antariksha Loka, anywhere. This is the first Sampadupasana. And the second Sampadupasana, in the context of Advaryu, the Yajurveda priest, he offers oblations. Rigveda priest will sit by his side and he will chant only the mantras. Ahudi Pradhanam is the karma of Advaryu, the Yajurveda priest. And here Yajnavalkya says that three types of ahutis are offered. Certain types of ahutis like ghee, which will brightly burn. The moment they are offered, these ahutis are called Ujjvalana Rupa Ahutayaha. Because they burn bright. And there are certain other types of ahutis, especially offered during big yajnas, in which even animal sacrifices are involved. Certain portions of animals are offered. We don't want to discuss those things here. Whether the offering of animals is correct or not, that's a totally different topic. We don't want to even get into that. And it seems that when they are offered, it makes certain sounds. And those oblations are called Ati Nedhana Rupa Ahutayaha. Sounding. Nedhana means sounding. Flaring. All those oblations. And the third type of oblation is like with milk and all that, which do not make sound or flare up. But what they do? They go straight down to the ground. This is Adishayana Rupa Ahudayaha. So Adishayana means which remains down, goes down, lies down. So these three types of oblations offered by Advaryu, the Yajurveda priest. On these three karmas of Advaryu again, we have to have the bhavana of three Utkrishta Palam, which is the same as Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, and Suvarloka. But in the reverse order, that is for Ujjvalana Rupam, Suvarloka he will get, and Adinidena Rupam, Bhuvarloka he will get, and Adishayana Rupam, he will get Bhuloka. This is the second Upasana. And the third Upasana is in the context of Udgatru's karma. The role of Udgatru, Udgata, also is the chanting of Vedic mantras, that is Samaveda mantras, during different contexts. And the slight difference will be, his chantings will be in the form of music or songs called Shrotriya Ganani. And the Shrotriya songs of Udgata also occurs three times. That is before offering the Ahuti, during the Ahuti, and later. And they are also known by three names, that is Puronuvakya, Yajya, and Sashya. Same as what we said for Rigveda or Yajurveda also priest. So upon the three karmas of Udgata, we have to meditate upon three Utkrishta Palams in the form of Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, and Suvarloka. So three Shastram, three Ahuti, and three Shrotriya. So you see three lokas. And only one is left, that is Brahma. What is the function of Brahma? He does not chant anything. He does not offer anything. He supervises the whole thing, which involves an alert mind with ananta vritti. If somebody makes a mistake, he has to provide the prayaschitam later. So limitless thoughts he should have. He should be attentive all the time. So he should be able to exercise all his knowledge and also find also alternatives if any mistakes are done. He should be very alert. He has to be very active during the entire yajna. Therefore, anantam vai manaha. His mind is anantam because of ananta vrittayaha. So many thoughts. He is entirely managing the whole yajna done by all the other three priests. And now comes the upasana. Upon the ananta mind, one should think of ananta vishvedeva lokaha. In our scriptures, they talk about vishvedevaha. The uniqueness of vishvedevaha is that they are not one, but anantaha, vishvedevaha. Mind vrittis are also anantam. Thoughts in the mind are also so many. Devas are also anantam. And their lokas, vishvedeva lokaha, are also anantam. That has to be meditated upon as anantam manaha. So as a result of this, this person will get ananta loka pala. Limitless world is his pala. And these are the four sampadupasanas about which Ashwala asked and Yajnavalkya successfully answered all of them. So Hota Ashwala does not ask any more questions and he quietly withdrew with the awareness that Yajnavalkya is not an ordinary person. He is not even a Brahmavit. He is Brahmavit Tamaha, greatest scholar. This is called Ashwala Brahmanam and its essence is Ati Moksha Upasana. Four, there's four of them. So Sampadupasana four and with this Ashwala Brahmanam is also over. So naturally, Yajnavalkya may be now perhaps ready to go with his cows. But another rishi appears there, which is discussed in the second Brahmanam. We will read mantra 3.2.1. Arthabhaga Brahmanam. Atahainam jarat karavaham Arthabhaga paprachayam Yajnavalkyeti ho vachayam Kati grahaham Katyati graha iti Ashtav grahaham, ashtavati graha iti, yeteshtav grahaham, ashtavati grahaham, khatameta iti. So in the previous Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya taught, by practice of Ati Moksha Upasana, one can get Hiranyagarbha Padam. Hiranyagarbha is called Ati Moksha because one is free from limitations called Mrityu. The four types of Mrityu we already told. And if you remember, Swabhavika Karma Lakshana Mrityu, Kevala Karma Lakshana Mrityu, Surya Nirvartita Ahoratradi Kala Lakshana Mrityu, and Chandra Nirvartita Tityadi Kala Lakshana Mrityu. All these four Mrityus we just discussed. In short, spatial limitations, time-wise limitations, all of them will go away because Hiranyagarbha is not limited by Adhyatma instruments or Adiyajna Upadhis, but has got Samashti Upadhi, the total, Hiranyagarbha. And Adiyajna denotes priest, Adhyatma has got Vyakti Upadhi, whereas Adidaivam, Hiranyagarbha, has Samashti Upadhi total. Apnoti Swara Ajyam, Apnoti Manasaspatim, Vakpatischakshushpatihi, Shrotrapatir Vijnanapatihi. The individual Upadhi does not limit Hiranyagarbha. Refers to Samashti. No Kala, no Desha Parichedaha, Paricheda Abhavad is called Ati Moksha or Hiranyagarbha Pada. Now, how to connect this to the next Brahmanam? The connection is called Sangati. This word Sangati also we should be familiar. In the beginning itself, I mentioned this in the very, very beginning of the introduction to Brahmadharana itself. And what Acharya says is, when Yajnavalkya says, Hiranyagarbha is Ati Moksha, freedom from Mrityu, some people may think this itself is Moksha. When it says freedom from Mrityu, some people may confuse that this to be Moksha, the Paramapurushartha, this Amritatva. But we point out that Hiranyagarbha Padam also is not real Moksha, Paramapurushartha. If so, then it means through Atimoksha Upasana itself, one can gain Moksha. That's all it will mean otherwise. Atimoksha Upasana will get Atimoksha and you may end up there. That is what one might believe, but it is not so. The problem in that case is, if through Upasana one can attain Hiranyagarbha Padam, that is Moksha. If that is true, then why all this Jnanakanda, Vedanta and all that things at all? No need. So if Upasana can give Moksha, where is the question of Guru Prapti, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Jnana Yoga, all that? They all become redundant. And therefore, he wanted to make sure that Hiranyagarbha Palam is Moksha only in the relative sense. Apekshika Moksha. It is freedom in the relative sense because most of the problems belonging to Manushyas do not exist for Hiranyagarbha. As we saw in Kathopanishad, Swargaloka Amritatva Bhajante. So people of Swargaloka are immortal. Devas are also called Amaraha, who don't have death. But what is the fact? Is it a fact at all? No. Even people of Swargaloka will have to drop their body and come back. Krishna said very clearly, Tetam Bhutva Swargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. So how to call them Amaraha? The answer is, relatively they have got longer life. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha's Mokshatvam is Apekshikam, relative. Really speaking, Hiranyagarbha also is under the grip of Mrityu. And in the last Brahmanam, we said, Manushyas are under the grip of Mrityu, for which we said one has to go to Hiranyagarbha Padam to get free. Now the Upanishad says, Hiranyagarbha Padam also will help only to gain relative freedom from Mrityu. And what type of Mrityu Hiranyagarbha is gripped by him, the Hiranyagarbha also? Because in the previous Brahmanam, we talked about four types of Mrityu. And Swabhavika Karma Lakshana Mrityu, Kevala Karma Lakshana Mrityu, Surya Nirvartita Ahoratradi Kala Lakshana Mrityu, Chandra Nirvartita Tityadi Kala Lakshana Mrityu. All of them we talked. And in this Brahmanam, we discuss another two types of Mrityu which affect Hiranyagarbha, namely Graha and Atigraha. Graha Lakshana Mrityu and Atigraha Lakshana Mrityu. Thus, the first part of this Brahmanam deals with the Graha, Atigraha, Lakshana, Mrityus. Then the second part of the Brahmanam, we will talk about the means of going beyond the Graha, Atigraha, Mrityu. That is also talked in the later portion of the Brahmanam. So going beyond Hiranyagarbha also. And what is that? That is called Atma Jnanam. Only Jnanam alone can give a person moksha. And this is the second part of the Brahmanam that deals with Brahma Vidya very briefly though. Of course, all these are taught in the form of questions and answers, debate. And the second Rishi has come for debate and his name is Arthabhagaha, also known as Jarat Karavaha. So since the challenger is Arthabhaga, this Brahmanam is called Arthabhaga Brahmanam. And the first is Ashvala Brahmanam, and the second is Arthabhaga Brahmanam. He asked Yajnavalkya the question, Kati Grahaha, Kati Atigrahaha. How many grahas and how many atigrahas are there? And Yajnavalkya answers, Ashtav Grahaha and Ashtav Atigrahaha. 8 grahas and 8 atigrahas. And then Arthabhaga asks once again, tell me, what are those 8 grahas and atigrahas? And Yajnavalkya gives the details of all that in the following mantras that we will read. Prano vai grahaha sopanena atigrahena grihitaha apanena hi gandhanjigratim. Vagvai grahaha sanamna atigrahena grihitaha vachahim. Namani abhivadatim jihvavai graha sarasenam adigrahena grihitah jihvayahi rasan vijanatim chakshurvai graha sarupenam adigrahena grihitah chakshushahi rupani pashyatim shrotram vai graha sashabdenam adigrahena grihitah shrotrenahi shabdan shrunotim mano vai graha sakamena adigrahena grihitah manasahi kaman kamayate hastovai graha sakarmana adigrahena grihitah hastabhyamhi karma karoti tvagvai graha sasparshena adigrahena grihitah tvachahi sparshan vedayate ityete ashtav graha ashtavati graha. So these 8 mantras deal with 8 grahas and 8 atigrahas. And Yajnavalkya enumerates them. We will see the essence of the 8 mantras. And the 8 grahas are none other than the indriyas, the sense organs. So when we say grahas, they are sense organs, the indriyas. And why are these sense organs called grahas? Because the sense organs keep the jiva under their control. Every jiva is a captive of his own or her own sense organs. We have seen in the Bhagavad Gita, etato asyapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschitah indriyani pramathini haranti prashabham manah. The sense organs are so powerful that they drag one to in different directions. And Kathopanishad also, sense organs are compared to wild unruly horses, dushta ashwaha. One who is seated over it is under the control of the horse, which drags him all over the place. Therefore, the sense organ, so manushyam grinnati iti grahaha. The one who controls the indriya is called graha. And what are the atigrahas then? The sense objects or vishayas are called atigrahas. Sense organs themselves are under the control of sense objects. Every sense organ is tempted, is seduced, dragged by sense objects. Since sense objects, organs are controllers, they are called graha, and sense objects are the controllers of the controller, therefore they are called atigraha. Here, Yajnavalkya enumerates 8 sense organs and 8 sense objects. Actually speaking, we have pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, and 4 antakarnas, and there are 19 organs. So pancha prana deha, so in 4 antakaranams is the chitta ahankara, almanas and buddhi. We choose one sample from jnanendriya, karmendriyas, etc. And we will see the list. I will give the list only based on all these mantras. The organs and the vishayas, graha and atigraha. So the first pair is pranaha. Pranaha, granaha, that word is there. The organ of smell. And apanaha is the smell itself. And pair 2 is vak, the organ of speech. And nama, the name or words, is the atigraha. And pair 3 is jihva, the tongue, and rasaha, the taste. And pair 4 is chakshuho, the eyes, and rupam, the forms. And 5th pair is shrotram, the ears, and shabda, the sound. And the 6th pair is manaha, mind, and kamaha, the desire. And 7th pair is hastav, the hands, and karma, the action. And the 8th pair is tvak, the organ of touch, and sparsha, the touch experience. The experience of touch is heat, cold, all that. So here we find Yajnavalkya has taken some from the jnanendriyas. For example, jihva, chakshuho, jihva means tongue, chakshu, eyes, and all that, and some from Karmendriyas, the vak, hasta, the hand, and all that, the vesti, all of them, and manaha, the samashti sattva, pranaha, samashti rajas. So this all, again, we have to go to Tattva Bodha to see all the samashti, vesti for manaha and all that things. So he has taken, samashti is total, vesti is individual. So he has taken sample from all of them and concludes that ityetem ashtau grahaha, ashtau atigrahaha. They are the eight grahas and eight atigrahas. Since the mantras are self-evident, we don't have to discuss them in proper because this only is little meaning. And we want to refer to one subtle point only here. In all the mantras, there is atigrahena grahitaha. That word is there in all of them. Atigrahena grahitaha. In this, the atigraha means that is a Vedic usage. It should be chandasa prayoga. It is. It should be read as atigraha. And now the first part of the second brahmanam is also over. And Arthabhaga now talks about the crossing over the graha, atigraha, mrityu also. Incidentally, one more point also we should add here. The individual is bound by the individual indriyam and individual vishayas. But remember, the same rule has to be extended to Hiranyagarbha also, the total. Hiranyagarbha is not free because Hiranyagarbha is bound by samashti indriyam, the total indriyam. And samashti chakshuhu, samashti shrotram, all that thing. So chakshur devata, shrotra devata and all of them will be the bondage for Hiranyagarbha. And similarly, vishayas also. Samashti vishayas will be the bondage for Hiranyagarbha as vesti vishayas are for individuals. So the idea conveyed is what? Hiranyagarbha also is bound by his upadis. Only difference is samashti upadhi, the total upadhi binds Hiranyagarbha, while jivas are bound by vyashti upadhi, the individual upadhis. And graha atigraha affects the individual jiva as also samashti Hiranyagarbha as well. Graha and atigraha both affect both of them. Now, before going to the next mantra, we will see actually one incidental point also here. It's not directly connected with this, but it's better to know that. This portion has got an incidental use. In Kathopanishad, this portion can be advantageously used. Actually, what happened there, this explanation I didn't give at that time using Brihadaranyaka because that was not done at that time. In Kathopanishad, there is a difficult mantra where the Pancha Kosha Viveka is done. And the mantra is what? Indriyebhyaham Parahyartaham Artebhyascham Parammanaham Manasastu Parabuddhihim Buddheratma Mahan Paraha. This is the mantra there. There the teacher wants to take the student more and more interior. And he says, superior to Annamaya is Pranamaya, superior to Pranamaya is Manomaya and all that thing, various koshas. And the normal method is what? First we will say, compared to the external world, Annamaya is superior and closer. And compared to Annamaya, Pranamaya is superior from Pranamaya, Manomaya and all that thing. That is the normal development. But in Kathopanishad, the Upanishad does a mistake. Not a mistake, but Dharmadas wants to say it like that. Yamadharmaraja, he says, instead of going to the body from the external world, he says, Indriyebhyaha para artaha, he says, the sense objects are superior to sense organs. Normally, it should come from sense objects to sense organs and from sense organs to the mind. That should be the normal development. But Kathopanishad says, the sense objects are superior to sense organs. And superior to sense objects is the mind, for which explanation is seen in this mantra in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That is how when acharyas and all, they write bhashyams, they should have the knowledge of all Upanishads in one place. Otherwise, it's very difficult to interpret because it will look as if many things are contradicting. So sense organs are inferior because they are grahaha. Sense objects are superior because they are atigrahaha. So indriyebhyaha parahyartaha. Kasmat? So, the arthanam atigrahatvad, indriyanam grahatvad. Thus, this portion solves one of the ticklish questions in Kathopanishad. It is an incidental point, just I wanted to mention. Swami actually begins to elaborate this in a little more. And from the 10th mantra onwards, the question is, how can one cross over the graha, adigraha, atigraha, lakshana, mrityu also? That is the question. And let us read, it's given the next mantra, mantra 10. याज्ञवल्क्येति हो वाच यदिदं सर्वं मृत्योरन्नं कास्वित्सा देवता யஸ்யா மிருத்யுரன்னமிதீம் அக்னிர்வை மிருத்யுஹோ சோபாமன்னம் அப புனர்மிருத்யும் ஜெயதீம். So we find graha, adigraha, lakshana, mrityu binds everything in the creation. Mrityu is death in ordinary meaning, but here the mrityu is graha, adigraha, lakshana, mrityu. And Arthabhaga is putting in a different language. When we say everything in creation is bound by mrityu, it means everything is annam for mrityu. How it is? Everything is bound by mrityu means everything becomes annam for mrityu, food for mrityu. All the jivas are eaten by, consumed by graha, atigraha, lakshana, mrityu. Now the question is there someone else for whom the graha, atigraha, lakshana, mrityu itself will become annam? So mrityu eats everyone. Is there anything else that can eat mrityu itself? So graha, atigraha, lakshana, mrityu, and for every frog, for example, there is a snake and there is a fly in the mouth of every frog. So from the standpoint of fly, the frog is mrityu, and from the standpoint of frog, snake is mrityu. So what is that devata for whom even graha, atigraha becomes annam? This is the question. Kasvitsa devata. What is that devata yasyaha mrityuhu api annam bhavati, for whom even graha adigraha becomes annam? This is the arthabhagasyam dvitiya prashnaha, second question, for which Yagyavalkya gives the answer. He says it is possible. He gives an example to show that there is possibility of mrityoho mrityuhu, that is a destroyer of a destroyer. He gives an example. Agnirvai mrityuhu saha apam annam. Fire itself is mrityu for all beings because fire can burn everything. So fire is mrityu for annam. So the annam is everything in the creation. And what do we find? Fire itself becomes annam for apam, the waters. Water eats agni annam. Pour water on fire and fire will disappear. Water becomes hot. Water becoming hot is that water has eaten the fire or it has absorbed the fire. Look at the way Upanishad puts it. Water is mrityu for fire. Fire is itself mrityu that eats annam. So agni itself is mrityu. Water is called destroyer of the destroyer. Mrityor mrityuhu. In the same way, graha atigraha itself is a mrityu. And this graha atigraha itself, the mrityu itself, is destroyed by some other devata. And Yajnavalkya does not say that devata here. Yajnavalkya has hinted at the answer, which we come to know from the next question. Therefore, Shankaracharya supplies the answer. Brahmajnanam or Paramatma or Samyak Darshanam is that devata. So, Vidya Devata, Jnana Devata is mrityu for graha, atigraha, that limits Hiranyagarbha. So only way to go over and above Hiranyagarbha is Atmajnanam only. And apa punarmrityum jayati. Apa mrityum jayati. We have to put it as apa punarmrityum. Apa you should join with mrityum. Punar apa mrityum. So apa mrityum jayati. One who knows this truth crosses over apamrityu, crosses over mortality and becomes immortal. Therefore, from the second question, Brahma Vidya topic has come. So moksha margha is Brahma Jnana. That is what is given here as moksha margha. Mantra 11. Yajnavalkyeti ho vacham yatrayam purusho mriyate udasmat pranaham kramantya aho neti neti ho vacha yajnavalkyah atraiva samavaniyante sa uchchavayati aadmayati aadmato mrutashyete. Now comes the third question, which deals with a wise person, a jnani, a vidwan, who has gained atmajnanam, who has crossed over graha, atigraha, lakshana, mrityu. Otherwise, he has crossed the samsara. What happens to this jnani at the time of death? This is a question regarding videha mukti. The death of a jnani is videha mukti. the question is dealing with videha mukti topic. So yagyavalkye havvacham yatra ayam purushaha mriyate. Purushaha here means the vidwan, the gyani, the wise man. What happens to the prana of the wise man when he dies? What happens in the case of an agnani? In the case of agnani, only sthula shariram dies. And the prana comes out through various nadis. This also we have seen. Shatamcha ekadasha dasescham nadyaha. Tasam murdhanam api nishritaikaha. Tayordvam ayan amrtatvam yetim vishvang anya utkramane bhavanti. In the case of an agnani, whether he is a karmi or upasaka, upasaka, the prana gets out through various nadis. And even in the case of kramamukta, the person who is an upasaka also, the prana goes out through nadis only. The difference being, it goes through the Sushumna Nadi for such a person. It comes out through the Brahmarandra and goes to Brahmaloka and gains jnanam there and ultimately attains moksha. This is called Kramamukti. And what about a sannyasi? Every sannyasi need not be a jnani and vice versa. Suppose he is an ajnani. The very sannyasa ashrama that he has taken and followed, he may get the Kramamukti palam perhaps. Therefore, for him also, prana goes out through Brahmarandram, the opening in the head. And the Ajnani Sannyasi thus gets Kramamukti. And what happens to the prana of a Jnani? Going out of prana is called prana utkramana. So, punarjanma. All Ajnanis have prana utkramanam and punarjanma also. Even in the case of an upasaka, remember, punarjanma may not be in this loka, but may be born in Brahmaloka, but still Punarjanma only. Punarjanma does not mean that one is born again in this loka, but one may take birth in other lokas like Brahmaloka, Swargaloka, or other lokas. Based on karma palam of departed sharira. So this is a common for all agnanis. Now the Arthabhaga's question is, what happens to the prana of jnanis? Does the prana goes out or not? It is not goes out or not is the in the case of a jnani after death. So whether prana of jnani goes out or not. So udasmat pranaham kramanti. Kramanti, kramanti. So we've got to put ut with that with kramanti. It should be split as ut plus asmatim. So udasmat and to kramanti. So pranaha ut kramanti. Aho neti or not. Does a wise man have the prana utkramanam or not is the question. And if you say there is prana utkramanam, what does it mean? Prana utkramanam is synonymous with punarjanma. This is the question. Yajnavalkya answers no. Netiha uvacha yajnavalkyaha. Pranaha na utkramanti. The wise man's prana does not go out. That is why when sannyasi dies, there is a habit of breaking the head. It's a frightening thing to hear also. It is with the coconut. It is supposed to be indication of kramamukti. It assumes that he is an ajnani. So even if he is a jnani, having kramamukti, breaking of the brahmarandra should be done by whom? Not by the coconut or the person. The prana should break open and it should go, escape through that. Sushumna nadi. But they break open the head after death, after prana has already gone. It is a peculiar practice though. It is given as an option, not compulsory. So all are based on this idea alone. So in the case of jnani, we need not break also, prana also does not break Brahmarandra. Why? Atraiva samavaniyante. The prana resolves into the samashti here itself, without traveling in this very body itself. The pranas resolve. Which means what? Pranas do not go out. Samavaniyante, liyante, attains layam. Now the question is, how do you know that? If you say prana does not go out, then the prana may be within the body itself. Yajnavalkya says, you know the pranas are resolved because body is no more alive. And how do you know that? He says, saha uchvayati, body becomes bloated. And again what? Admayati, body is filled with air. Manam means we saw it in Bhagavad Gita also. Shankam dadmo pritak pritake. So dmanam means blowing air. In short, admataham mrtaha shete. The body lies down dead. And therefore what? The prana is not there in the body. Prana did not go out also. What should have happened to the prana? It has only merged with the samashti. Therefore, prana utkaramanam, utkramanam and punarjanma is not there for the jnani. And here also the most important portion is atraiva samavaniyante. It is often quoted. This will help in refuting some of the philosophies where they talk about moksha by traveling. That is travel after death. Especially Vishishtadvaitins, they talk of moksha after death by traveling through Shuklagati to reach Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Loka is supposed to be moksha for them. We refute their philosophy by quoting this mantra. Who is there to travel? When all pranas are resolved. Where? Atraivam samavaniyante. And remember, once prana is gone, we cannot say, let the mind alone go. Because prana indicates the entire sukshma shariram. Therefore, sukshma shariram with prana resolves at death for the jnani. For which this mantra is an important pramana. With this, the third question is also over. Now comes the fourth question that we will see in the next class, next Tuesday. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yah parasya maheshwarah. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana. Questions, comments with anybody?
So, I had a quick question. What is the difference between the one who attains a Krama Mukti because he goes to Brahma Loka, and when the Brahma's lifetime dissolves, they also merge into the whole, versus